Hey Vivek, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, welcome to our podcast, Our Two Cents Let's Chat. It's our very first episode, and I should probably preface the show a little bit. We've been friends for the better part of a year now, and we tend to have a lot of conversations about a little bit of everything: pop culture, social issues, local, national, international political conflicts. And we really just have a lot to say. And we thought, why not just wrap it all up and present it in the form of a podcast? So here it goes.
Thank you, Kirtana. Yeah, that's basically that was basically it. So let's to jump right into our first episode here. Queer baiting. It's a marketing technique. That's the first thing to know. It's a marketing technique for mainly fiction and entertainment figures, in which the creators are figures in those fictions, hint at but don't actually depict same-sex romances. So it's like saying, we're gonna give you a rep some representation as part of the LGBTQ plus community, just to draw you in. But then once you're drawn in, we're gonna say, no, we're not gonna have any of that.
Yeah, and I feel like with Pride Month behind us, what, it's been like a week since Pride Month officially ended, quote
Not even, I
unquote.
don't think.
Not even. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the time this episode comes out, it will be. But
Yeah.
yeah, over the last month, we've also evidently seen how this marketing technique or this tactic has been used within massive corporations and businesses as well. Like
Right.
Vivek was saying, I feel like all of us can relate to this. We've all seen a CW show or an ABC show where, like, in the advertisement, they'll like just pan over to a quick clip of like two girls making out or something, and they'll advertise it as an LGBTQ plus show or a show that revolves around LGBTQ plus romance. But then you actually watch the show, and they never really follow through on that label. So
Right.
that's kind of what we're going to be discussing about in this episode and kind of our opinion and take on it.
So queer baiting is related to, a lot of issues regarding the status or how the LGBTQ plus, we'll just say the alphabet mafia, is viewed in the public. A lot of these issues are interconnected. But the first thing, I think maybe the most prominent example, there have been quite a few. There was the Disney Pixar movie Luca. There were people getting mad at Billie Eilish, and Ariana Grande was also accused of queer baiting. So it's a very, relevant and prevalent issue in our current society. So the first thing to talk about is, I don't think queer baiting when it's a person is valid, do you?
Yeah, I don't agree either because I think we've been seeing it more and more. A lot of people prefer to go unlabeled, and that's something that should be completely respected. And
Right.
just because someone, a girl says that she, guy says he's into guys, or someone says they're into both genders or every gender, does not mean that they should, that anyone has the right to place them under any label.
Right.
It's up to that individual to come to that decision themselves. So I think it was the Billie Eilish thing. I think that was in reference to her latest music video for her song Lost Cause. And I think she said something about how she likes girls, and immediately people were like, oh my God, she's like queer baiting and it's Pride Month. And she got a lot of backlash for it. But honestly, she can say whatever she wants. Like, it's not up to any of us or up to the media to decide for her, like, oh no, she's like acting like she's lesbian or whatever.
Right. Well,
So we
I think
don't,
that's
yeah, go
also
ahead.
it's also thanks. It's also a big problem with, I feel like members of the alphabet
The
mafia
mafia.
should recognize that, coming out is not an easy thing, right? So I don't know why there's this perception that when it's, a public figure or when it's celebrity, that
That
it's
you're allowed to
okay
put pressure
to,
on them.
push someone out of the closet. It doesn't that doesn't hook that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Back to the TV shows and movies that we were talking about, even pick, it's this whole thing. It's like harmful and triggering as someone who, not, I'm not speaking for myself, but generally the LGBTQ plus community goes, it's coming out is a huge part of being within that community and coming out to
Right.
your friends, your family, to your community, it's a huge deal. And so for these shows to kind of just write that aspect of someone's journey with their sexual orientation off and dismiss it and make it seem almost invalid, that's triggering when TV shows do
Right.
that. And I think we were about Vivek and I were talking earlier about how when it's a straight couple on a TV show, oftentimes writers will write like 10, 15, 20 seasons just worth of their love story, panning from episode one to episode like 350. And you see all these twists and turns in their lives and them figuring it out. But when it comes to LGBTQ plus stories and them figuring out their identity and who they love and what that means, it's often just like minimized to a quick scene, like an intimate scene, or, you know, it's
Right. And
never
well, I
kind
mean,
of
that has to do
shown to
with
its full extent. Yeah.
Right. And that has to do with the demonization of queer culture and the fact that, you know, obviously some people see it as wrong. In fact, I think this example just came to my head in Harry Potter. That was one of the famous examples where, you know, J.K. Rowling was accused of queer baiting with Dumbledore and Grindelwald.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And then there was also a
Sherlock.
group of
Sherlock.
people that, oh yeah, Sherlock, yeah. But what I meant was there was also a group of people who at the same time were telling her that, and I do agree with this, that it's kind of creepy the way that she perverted the relationship, you know, that it was I don't know, I can't think of the word. It was almost kind of toxic, it seemed like. And a lot of people were, you know, kind of turned off by that.
I don't know much about, I've read the Harry Potter books, watched the
You
movies.
better have.
Yeah, but I don't actually know much about Grindelwald and Dumbledore's relationship. I was actually
Right.
thinking of Sherlock. Again, I've not watched the show, but Benedict Cumberbatch's, I hope I'm saying his last name right, version of Sherlock. I know there's like that whole fandom that's like a point of contention within the fandom
Right.
because Sherlock and I forget who his like
It's
understudy
the
or
it's
his
Martin Freeman. I
partner.
think it's Martin Freeman.
Mark, okay, I have no clue. So I
Yeah.
can't even fact check that. But yeah, how like throughout the show, like they're shown to have like those two characters, they're depicted to have a lot of sexual tension between them and there's a lot of like platonic things going on, but the show never really follows up on that. So that's what queer baiting is. It makes, you know, people who are queer feel like it almost makes them feel like they're being represented, but when they're
Right.
actually not, like it never
Exactly.
follows up on that. And that is
Yeah.
harmful because even as a brown girl, like when I see like a new Disney princess or even a new like TV show on Netflix, whatever it is, who even just like slightly resembles me, that gets me so excited. It makes me feel like, oh, I'm being represented on screen. Goes the same for queer people. Like representation does matter, and there's no denying that. And seeing
Right.
yourself, whether it's on screen or see if you feel like represented when a store comes out with a new product, it's all very valid and it should not be taken advantage of.
That's actually a great segue into our more disturbing aspect, corporate pride. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Okay.
corporate pride.
I was curious about this, and you know, the 18 they all these companies, they turn their logos rainbow for Pride Month. Well, AT&T at 12 a.m. on July 1st, 12 a.m., switched their logo back to the regular.
I was actually DMing someone back and forth about this, and they were telling me how like a couple years ago they were down in New York at Times Square during Pride Month, and you know all the Pride celebrations were all in rage. This was pre-COVID, of course, and she was telling me how like the minute it was midnight, you know, June 30th, July 1st, midnight, like Times Square just like lost its rainbow. Like all of the
Right.
rainbows disappeared. It, and
Right.
I was like, that's so funny because, like, you know, not funny, but
Right.
it's rather amusing because you think,
It's
like,
almost it is strange because you think about it like, I mean, Halloween, even Christmas, or you know, I don't know, what else do you put decorations out for? Anything, really, any holiday. It's not like just, you know, when the day turns, when Christmas is over, or on November 1st. It's not the very first thing.
Yeah, it definitely it, you it feels like Pride Month is like that one multi-ethnic kid in school. And Pride Month is kind of like, you know, when like you have like that one, I don't know, multi-race kid at school, and then they just kind of get sticked into every club and every school picture to make it seem like the school is very diverse and the club is very diverse. That's kind of like what, like Pride Month is kind of an excuse for companies to do that, to be like, oh no, we do care about the queer people. We do care about, you know, the gays, the lesbians, the whatever. And they kind of just stick a, they just kind of person at the front of their, at the forefront of their company's brand. And they're like, here you go. Like, are you happy now? Do you feel represented now? And it's like, no, I don't.
That's
Like,
not representation.
if
I know what
anything,
you
it's
mean.
exploitation. If anything, it's exploitation, where they're just kind of taking this queer icon and saying, this is like he or she or they are the face of our company for these 30 days. And look at us. Like, we're so, we're all rainbowed up.
Literally just 30, by
Happy
the way.
Pride. Yay. Oh my God. We're so inclusive. And it's like, it's so annoying because you're not. You are not.
Well, and like we were talking about that earlier with what's her name? Congresswoman Jayapal. Yeah, she would repost pictures of the corporate posts that said, say from Home Depot that said, we celebrate pride, we embrace queerness, and she'd be like, oh, that's so nice. Now why'd you donate like
$100
$38 million to,
million. Yeah. Yeah.
exactly.
You guys should check her out, like her Twitter and her Instagram. And it was really funny. She did not slow down. She was taking names and kicking butt. That actually brings me to something, because I think AOC reposted something about Representative Pramila Jayapal's tweets, and she was talking about how if you actually want to check whether a company is associated with anti-LGBTQ plus organizations, you guys could actually go check out the Corporate Equality Index, search up the company's name, and it'll tell you exactly how much the corporation has donated to any organization, whether it's anti-LGBTQ plus, whether it's pro.
Well, and I mean that's the awful thing about it is that, during Pride Month, it's just like showing rainbow diversity, I'll say,
Exactly.
is used as a token, but all other times, there are very few companies that stand up, and defend or donate to like GLAAD or the Trevor Project or things like that. So it's
It's
just like it's used
easy.
as a bargaining token.
It's easy to string a couple of words together. It's a lot harder to take action, which kind of fr is almost frustrating to me, because that's not true at all. It takes 2 minutes, 2 to 5 minutes to send an email to your representative or your senator or anyone in your local legislative body. It takes a lot longer to sit down and write a whole speech
It's like
on
selective
why.
allyship.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can guarantee you that these companies, whoever, you know, runs their social media, whatever their social media or promotional team, spend a lot more time trying to, like, you know, get their tweet or whatever it may be to be succinct and say all the right things. But in that same time, you can easily take action, sign a petition, contact your legislators, whatever it may be. So,
And this,
yeah.
I actually saw a quote from Rich Ferraro. I hope I'm saying that right, but he's the chief communications officer for GLAAD. And he said, changing your profile to a rainbow on a social media app is a step, but it's a missed opportunity more than that. A missed opportunity to tell the story of an LGBTQ plus person or discuss an LGBTQ plus issue, to educate your social following. Finally, not donating to anti-LGBTQ causes is most important, and we appreciate that a whole hell of a lot more than a post.
That is absolutely true, because currently the Equality Act is it has been referred to the
Stalled.
Judiciary Committee of the Senate, and it has been stalled for the second time. It's been in with the Judiciary Committee since February 23rd of this year. It's just sitting there. So again, like, to anyone and or everyone who's listening, please put pressure on your senators. Like, this is so important. And how could any of us not care? Like, just the community that we're in, I'm sure you have friends, fellow students, teachers, staff, parents, just, you know, your aunts, your uncles, whoever, whatever it may be, who could be struggling from not having the Equality Act passed, you know? And all it does is guarantee that no, that the like people of the LGBTQ plus community will not face discrimination in a workplace or in a public facility. That's all it's saying. It's as simple as whether you believe in equality or not. So please do put pressure on your elected officials.
And the one, I saw a sad story yesterday. Someone posted that they were
Not you
on the
seeing a sad
subway.
story.
Well, it was sad. Someone was on the subway in New York, and there was a kid. I'm assuming he was supervised, but that's irrelevant. There was a kid who had just come back from celebrating Pride, and he was like, it said he was frantically trying to wipe the rainbow painting off his cheek because his father was abusive and didn't know he was gay. And it just shows you how,
This is what
pride
I
is,
mean.
right.
This is
Pride
what
is
I
a
mean. Like
time to.
this kid, I mean, if he's underage, he probably can't even be emancipated because he does identify as, whatever letter it may be under the LGBTQ plus community, because the Equality Act has still not been passed, even though this is like a term, or this is a bill we've been for like ages now. But I think it was most prominent in during Obama's administration. But I'm like, that's my point. You know what I mean? This kid can't even step away from his dad because there's no other public facility that will accept him for who he is. So, which is
Well, and I
just
mean that's
human. I mean, yeah.
right. And then we were reading, I mean, earlier about the homelessness rate, and over 40% of homeless youth are part of the LGBTQ plus community. And when you compare that to the fact that, let me look this up quickly. How many people are part of the LGBTQ plus
I think it was
community
like
in the
five point
US?
six. I think it was like 5.6%
An
of the U.S.
estimated
population.
3.5% of adults.
Okay, of adults.
3.5% of adults. Okay, however many, 5.6, 3.5,
It's
that
still a
is a very,
huge
that's
number.
very different than 40%, And so it's not just, you can't just write this off by saying,
Yeah,
oh,
but
well,
like
that's.
considering like the US population, that's still an amount that should not be that big. Like even 5.6%, or I mean 40% of the 5.6%. I mean,
We
that's
know what
still
you're
a,
saying.
yeah, you get me. But like the homelessness rate again goes to these corporations because I don't know if you guys have seen, hopefully your eyes have not
Oh no.
witnessed this
Oh
abomination,
God.
but
No.
IKEA, the furniture store, released a line of couches, and each couch represents one of the flags, within the within,
I'm literally throwing up. They're so
Yeah, like there's
ugly.
a flag for, there's like the bisexual flag, there's like the lesbian flag, there's the regular pride flag, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we recommend that you don't, but if you wanted to, you could go ahead and search up
IKEA
IKEA
Pride couches.
2021 Pride line. But yeah, people a part of the LGBTQ plus community could not care less about whether their couch
Here,
has a rainbow on it or not.
I can
They do
help
not.
with this. I am gay. I could give a shit if there was a couch out there with a pride flag on it. Stop
Or,
donating to
yeah.
anti-LGBTQ plus causes.
That, and also it's like instead of, prizing these quite honestly ugly couches at the rates they're prized, you can instead, like, firstly, it's not helping the community. It is not a reflection on how you feel about pride in any sense whatsoever. The way you could be helping the LGBTQ plus community is by just maybe donating whatever you invested in those couches to one of the organizations that Vivek just mentioned, whether it's GLAAD or whether it's the Trevor Project, or better yet, donate those couches to homeless facilities. Because like he said, 40% of homeless youth, or is it like, I think it was
40% of
homeless.
homeless youth. Yeah, you were right.
Okay, of homeless youth, like 40% of that block is made up of people that identify as a part of the Alphabet Mafia, if you will. So, you know what I mean? Like
Okay,
donating
and
those
can we just,
couches or,
I mean,
yeah.
it's really just something strange. Okay, but on the bisexual couch,
Stop. I thought you were gonna say on The View, and I thought we were gonna
on the
talk
view,
about On The View and
oh,
Meghan McCain here for a
Meghan
second, but
McCain
yes.
leaving. Oh, thank God. But anyway, on the bisexual couch, one of the cushions says, "Nobody believes you."
Nobody believes you. So like we said, like IKEA released like 8 or 10 couches, and the bisexual couch says no one believes you, or nobody
No one.
believes you. And it's like, oh,
I've never met a bi person who wants their trauma printed on their furniture. I'm sorry.
I mean, it is just, this is what I mean. Whatever money IKEA spent on, printing that out on a cushion could have gone towards something that's actually helpful, but clearly,
And by the way, this progress flag couch is, oh my God.
Are
It's
you like, are
it
you looking at
has
them right now? Oh my
yeah, I'm
God.
looking at them right now. The flowers that are actually glued onto the
Stop,
couch.
stop. Oh my God, the 3D flowers.
Yeah.
Maybe we
Again,
should send a letter. Maybe we
we
should
highly
like
advocate.
send a letter to IKEA's like CEO or their design,
A
their head
cease
of
and
design.
desist order.
Yeah. And just or maybe we should just buy their couches and send it to him. You know what I mean? I don't know. See what he
Oh.
thinks about, or he or she or they, whoever it may be.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's like what
And this goes for
possesses
every
these
company, like
companies?
even Target,
Yeah.
or even like all these clothing or these department stores, like Target. Have you seen Target's
Pride suit.
their like pride suit or whatever? It's just wild.
Bad.
It's whack. It's
It's
whack is what it
bad.
is. Like, I mean, this is what I mean. Why don't you like I have never met anyone a part of the quote unquote alphabet mafia who likes to walk around wearing a rainbow on them at all times. Like
What are you talking about? I do that every day, all day.
you do that every day all day? Okay. Okay.
Every single day.
Fantastic. No, but really, like I've never met anyone above the age of 5 who wants to walk around wearing a rainbow suit all day. So,
Right.
it's like I
But then again, I
don't
have
know.
met people who, wish to be protected and not discriminated against because
Exactly.
of
And
their
maybe wish to
identity.
be, wish to have clothing on their back and food on their table. And this
Right.
clothing could easily be donated to those people instead of, making these abhorrent designs and selling it
Right.
to the middle and upper classes. It's just, it's just, it's just, yeah, it's just, yeah. That's all we can
It's
say about it.
special. It's
The
special.
it's special.
The string of corporate pride is such a it's such a detrimental thing actually, because it's like tokenizing this part of the alphabet mafia's identity, but only for it's like you can be gay but only for June.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it feels like. And
Yeah.
yeah. It's completely tokenization. Like we were talking about earlier, the TV shows, it's like you add like that LGBTQ plus character just for the sake of having an LGBTQ plus ca character and, making your show
And can we
seem like
talk
it's
about how
diverse,
the
but it's
only
actually
scenes
not.
they're in are like, sex scenes or, impassionate intimate scenes, and they never
Yeah.
have any real story development?
And yeah, exactly. They go like, here you go. Like, here's this uncomfortable scene of two girls
Yeah.
making out, and there's your representation. Yay, all's well
Yeah.
and
It's like,
good.
no, please.
Yeah.
People, I mean, and they're obviously, when we say, they're never, we're using a hyperbole there. We're not, of course, there are some shows where there is, a real character development of LGBTQ plus representation, and characters. But for the
But
overwhelming majority.
I feel like even those shows that, are well written and do have good representation, I feel like those shows, like, no one knows about. Like,
Right,
I feel like those shows don't make as much capital as they should versus, like, these huge franchise shows who just kind of
right.
like stick in an LGBTQ plus character or a gay character or a lesbian character or a bisexual character and they just kind of get away with it and they're always kind of like in the
Right.
back, they're never the main character.
Right.
They kind of offer just comic relief. That's queerbaiting. Like
Exactly. Well, just
that's
like
what it is, bottom line.
Yeah, just like well, I was about to say Grey's Anatomy, but in Grey's Anatomy, everybody has sex in front of everybody. So
I feel like Yeah, Grey's Anatomy, could be a
A
good
bad
example, but I feel
example.
like, I mean, I don't know. I feel like there is enough representation
Yeah.
are as well thought of as they could be.
Right,
You
yeah.
know? I don't know. I
I
was
mean,
more so
yeah.
thinking of okay, I have not watched Riverdale. I've watched like the first season, like whenever it initially came out. But I believe there is a couple, Cheryl and some other girl. I don't know who, what her name is, but I was like in prep for this episode. I was kind of reading up on, you know, all these TV queer couples, and there was this one article that talked about it brilliantly. I'll try to look it up again before this episode ends, but it was talking about how like in TV shows, a much of an LGBTQ relationship, if there is one to begin with, is mainly just like the hey babe, how's your day babe? And like
Right.
that's like the whole extent of their relationship. It never kind of goes beyond that. It never kind of goes beyond exploring what it's like for that character to discover their identity and discover who they are and
Right.
kind of go through that journey.
And there are
So,
some, again, there are some shows, like Pose or Modern Family, that feature
not you talking about Modern Family again, but
well, I'm sorry, but it's true. They have representation. But again, those,
and we're also not like asking to see like,
only
you know,
gay
it's not like
characters.
we, yeah, we're not asking to see like or these characters with these really complex coming out stories who have all this, you know, crap going on in their lives and, you know,
Right.
everything's just a mess and everything feels touchy and uncomfortable. No,
Right.
we're just asking for real representation. And too often when we do get that glimpse of real representation before it can become into something in full, it kind of gets tossed aside
Okay,
and
wait,
gets put on the
you
back
have to hear
burner.
this. You have to
Okay.
hear this. Okay. I just looked it up and it says, quote, quote, bury your gaze. Okay, and then this is the explanation. In US television and other Western media, gay or lesbian characters tend to die or meet another unhappy ending, such as becoming insane, more often than other characters. Fans call this trope bury your gaze, or more specifically,
How
dead
fun.
lesbian syndrome.
How fun.
I mean, like, what the hell?
It's true to some extent. Like the only like okay, going back to Grey's Anatomy, I don't know how many of the people who are listening have watched that show, but Callie in Arizona, like they were good for like I don't know, five f
Right.
solid seasons, and then they were just kind of like thrown to the side. And
Right,
I can't
exactly.
think. And then there's like Nico and Levi right now, I think, but they're a mess. So
Right.
that's what I mean. Like before any of those characters got their story to, you know, be fully developed. Or for them to, you know, get any kind of happy ending, they're just kind of like thrown off the show, which is,
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. All we're asking for is progress. Like, it's not to criticize, or maybe it is to criticize a little bit, but we're not like trying to point fingers and be like, oh, they're doing this wrong and they're doing this wrong, they're doing this wrong. There's always room for progress. There's
Right.
always room to better yourself. And as Americans, we consume media. Every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every year, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's something that's constantly on our mind, whether it's on our phone, whether it's on our computer screens, whether it's on TV, we're always consuming like media. And for something that has that much of an impact on us or has that great of an influence, like, you know, these media and showrunners should be more responsible for the content.
Right. And I mean, just to kind of, not really put a cap on it, but when we say, put pressure on your elected representatives, this is, switching trains of thought for a second, but
Oh, and
we
maybe
mean.
you could. Oh, wait, sorry, I'm just gonna interrupt you. Maybe you could like explain a little bit of the filibuster to whoever is listening right now, too, in case they're
Okay,
unfamiliar
sure.
with that. So.
That's part of the reason that, things like the Equality Act, things like the For the People's Voting Act, the reason things like that don't get passed is because the filibuster has been warped and perverted so that a minority of senators can block a piece of legislation that maybe even their constituents, you know, do approve of. So basically, you know, it was not always a tried and true Senate tradition. You know, it came into being. It was not originally part of the Senate rules. But basically, someone would have to get up and continue speaking until the session of the Senate ended. And by doing that and refusing to cede the floor, it was kind of like their way of saying, you don't get to vote on your thing yet because I won't cede the floor. Now, however, the filibuster has become a method that is used, and the rules aren't that strict anymore. And now, instead of one person needing to talk for the whole time, the onus for ending the filibuster has turned on to the people who want to end it, and now they have to gather up a two majority of votes to end the filibuster. And of course, in polarized times like this, you're not going to really ever get a two-thirds majority. So the reason that, you know, not much is getting done is because these senators keep abusing, we all know which ones I'm talking about. They keep abusing the filibuster. And so when we talk about putting pressure on your elected representatives, when their constituents reach out to them and say, hey, I don't like this. You've lost my vote. That scares them because the Senate is a way to put money in their own pocket.
And I don't know for how much longer, but as of now, we're still a democracy, and the people's vote is what determines everything. I mean, you know, as far as it comes to what our elected officials do. So, yeah.
It's definitely a tricky minefield because there are people who game the system in such a way that it makes it so hard for important things to pass. And again, I know we keep repeating ourselves, but we can't stress this enough. Keep putting pressure on your elected representatives. Keep telling
And
them, you know,
also,
to do the right thing.
like these days, it's so easy to just go on Instagram and search up a template, you know, to
Right.
email your legislators, whoever they meet, maybe local or national.
Exactly.
And so it really is like it, I promise it will not take more than 2 to 5 minutes. All you have to do
Right.
is hit send and it'll be on its way. But
Exactly. And that small thing could change this person's mind. You have no idea. So why not try? We will be linking in our Instagram bio, as well as in the description of this episode, a link to our website on which we will be posting links to donate, links that lead to petitions that you can sign, and other ways to get involved about, you know, not just this issue, but any other issues that we tackle in future episodes, because that's how things get done.
that's how things get done. And that's kind of also another a huge reason I started this podcast, because it's like, how can we create the most change
Right.
in, you know, the shortest amount of time? So,
Do you want to explain about the ads as well?
oh, yes. So each of our episodes as of now is will be sponsored by ads, and these ads will bring in money for the podcast. However, this I guess you can call it a nonprofit podcast because none of the money will go to Vivek or I. We will be donating whatever this podcast makes to the organizations that each episode is sort of dedicated to. So this episode, the kind of overarching theme of this episode is obviously queerbaiting. So it'll go towards organizations like GLAAD and the Trevor Project. So
Right.
send this episode to your friends, send it to your family,
And we
because
will be
just by
keeping a
listening, you're
log
already
on our
helping out.
website
Yeah.
of where, you know, all your precious listens are going.
Yes. But yeah, going back to the filibuster, do you want to talk about like corporations again? Like how
Sure. So the other thing about the filibuster is that these senators, as we mentioned, they're greedy. The point is that they're greedy. They are doing this to line their own pockets. And unfortunately, as we all know, corporations are a major reason. So let's take Mitch McConnell, for example. Mitch McConnell, a senator from Kentucky. Is he from Kentucky?
Is he? Oh my
He's from
God,
Kentucky.
stop.
Why do I
Just
not know
earlier
this?
today,
Okay,
I was
he's from
talking
Kentucky.
about, yeah,
How you didn't know if Kentucky was a state?
until like a couple years ago. I
Yeah.
thought it was, I was kidding. I was kidding, but
You were
I
kidding.
knew
I
that
get it.
Kentucky was a state, but it isn't. I'm sorry, it's sort of irrelevant. Yeah.
But
Okay. Hopefully that wasn't too harsh.
anyways, Yeah, it was pretty harsh. But moving on.
Okay.
This Mitch
And
McConnell,
also,
he.
can we point out that he's been a senator since 1985? Like, if that is an
Let's
indication
sit
that he
down
needs to
already.
go. Okay. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
So, senators like him are acting in their own interests, and corporations play a big part of that. These senators are more interested in having their own personal pockets lined by allowing their, corporate buddies to get away with, tax manipulation or tax fraud or
Or
manipulating
things
money
like
any way.
donating to anti-LGBTQ plus communities, which are
Right, exactly.
blatantly harmful and abusive. Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, and this is the main reason that corporate pride is so very,
Like they
oxymoronic,
can,
is because
yeah, they can be donating like millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to anti-LGBTQ plus initiatives, but then just change their cover to a rainbow and it's like nothing,
Exactly.
no
And it's like,
repercussions.
exactly, no repercussions, even though, changing your icon to a rainbow is not nearly as potent as donating to an anti-LGBTQ politician or organization.
Yeah.
So the final thing I'll say is going all the way back to media portrayal. So the other thing is that the portrayal of LGBTQ people in American media centers on white LGBTQ people. LGBTQ persons of color are severely re underrepresented in the media in comparison to, the actual community. Almost all LGBTQ characters, as I just said, who appear in mainstream media are white. Media representations of LGBTQ characters are so white that in GLAAD's annual Where We Are on TV report, we found out that out of the 813 broadcast network series regular characters, only 13% are Black, only 8% are Latino or Latina, 4% are Asian, and 2% are multiracial or Pacific Islander or Native American, which is, kind of strange that they group them all in that same category. And out of the 74 LGBTQ characters on those mainstream broadcast networks,
How many networks is this again? How many did you say?
813.
813 broadcasting networks and only
Yes.
73 LGBTQ plus characters.
Yes.
Wow.
And only 11% are Black, 11% are Latino, and 5% are Asian. So,
Of these characters or of like the entire
yes, of the
cast?
characters. No, of the
Of the
characters.
LGBTQ plus characters.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, may not sound upon reflection, may not sound awful, but it's especially harmful to children who may belong to that, ethnic subgroup, and also to the LGBTQ plus community. It's underrepresentation has an effect on these on people.
Yeah, and I would just like to piggyback off of that, but America has us this huge, diverse cultural melting pot, sorry, cultural melting pot. And like that's really hard to see and that's really hard to comprehend when our TV shows or our movies or our video games or whatever it may be, any sort of media outlet isn't representative of that huge cultural pot that everyone, kind of talks about, like the American dream. It's a huge boiling pot of all these ethnicities and it's,
Melting.
this, yeah, it's melting and it's this multicultural heaven and whatever.
Right.
Like, it's hard to feel that way. It's hard to feel like America or the US, lives up to any of those expectations when we're not seeing that on screen, when we're not seeing that,
Right.
Yeah.
So to finish off this episode, then, we would like to remind all of you that your voice does matter. Your opinion does matter. Write to your legislators. Donate to donations.
Donate
Sign
to donations.
petitions.
Yeah. We'll
Do
have
everything
links.
you can.
Yeah. And I just want to like touch on the Equality Act one last time. So yeah, like I said, this has been going back and forth in the House and the Senate. as, you know, people started like really talking about it. A lot of people started really talking about it after gay marriage was legalized in 2015 during Obama's administration. And I believe this act was introduced by Representative David Cicilline. I think that's who it was. Again, didn't fact check that, probably should have. And then during Trump's administration, it passed in the House, but the Senate never kind of followed up on it, and Trump kind of said that he would have vetoed it either way. So this is like, after years and years and years, it's finally in the Senate. Of course, they have yet to take action on it, but men and we as constituents should step in and put pressure on them, because it has to be passed. There's no Exactly. other way. Again, it's as simple as whether you believe in equality or not. So like Vivek and I keep saying, we will have links. We will probably have some sort of template up to send an email to your local or national representatives, legislators, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Brought to you by Deekshu Devraseti for editing, Vanshika Khatwani and Jasmine White for graphics, Puneet Bajwa and Sanj Varyani for socials, and to my wonderful co-host Kirtana for putting up with me.